Blog Talk Radio.
Zoe Mandela, the walk to freedom is a long road. Not too many people can travel. Don't worry about it. Google it. Anyways, we back. Smash Mouth Radio. Yeah, man. 6 years and still going. It can't be stopped. Won't stop. Zoe Diddy still run the city. Got a lot of stuff on the table. Oh, my God. You know, NFL is king. Week four is a wrap. Heading into week five. But we're going to cover NFL. You know that. So don't worry about that. Major League Baseball is heating up. My Mets are in the playoffs going against the L.A. Dodgers. Thursday. Yeah. Game time Thursday. Matt Harvey tripping. But he going to get it together. You got the NBA. And the one thing about the NBA preseason that I love is that they play hard. Not like the NFL. Even Major League Baseball. They put in their starters and they go hard. But, you know, NFL, they try not to get people hurt. So you're not really seeing what the real product is. But in baseball and basketball, you got guys trying to play for, you know, positions. They even make the team. It's exciting. The NBA is fantastic. They need to bring that song back, by the way. They need to bring that back. Anyways, for those who don't know, SM has changed. Yes, we do talk sports. Yes, we do. We talk crazy about the sports. But we also go into the music, to the celebs, you know. And it's one thing kind of bothering me. No, I don't know. It's a show called Love & Hip Hop. Pretty sure you've seen it. It's been Love & Hip Hop New York, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and now they got Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, second season. First season, I liked it, yeah. You got B-listers like Omarion, Princess. She used to mess with the champ, Mayweather. Mayweather's throwaway ex. She messes with Ray J. You got, who else? Fizz from B2K. So Omarion and Fizz, his baby mama, and you know, but this one thing about that show. It's one thing about that show that bothers me. And I know, you're going to say, well, this is the way it is now. This is the times we live in and, you know, et cetera, right? But, you know, you knew it was coming. You knew eventually they were going to add a gay couple. And no. No, I don't mean woman, lesbian couple. No. They raised the stakes. They had to raise stakes. They have two men. Okay. Now, here's where they try to throw you off. Here's where they try to throw you off. Because on the first episode, they had two dudes. One's a rapper, one's a producer. Had one dude in the booth rapping. You know, whatever, you know, what we view as manly, right? Had the producer, you know, acting manly. Hazel E., one of the other C-listers and this whole thing was in there. And they looking her up and down to have you think they're not gay, right? You know. So what I'm saying is, by now I hope you guys all know this stuff is scripted, okay? It's not real. It's not reality TV. Stop. It's scripted TV, okay? Scripted or not, you find out, you know, they're keeping a secret. I'm in love with this person. They don't know, and I'm in, or whatever. I haven't told nobody. You come to find out that they like each other, and I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. What are we doing? I mean, is this what we've come to? Really? Oh my God, man. I don't know. Y'all can talk about it, comment about it, whatever you want to do. But it's just, I don't know no more. TV is going, I mean, the gay agenda is like taking over everything. Everything. And I don't want to get too much into it because I know there's some salty people or some people going to call, well, I got gay people in my family. And yeah, yeah. Onward. For those who don't know, Drizzy, the best rapper, not ever, but the best rapper right now. The best rapper right now, currently, right now. Put him up against anybody. Anybody you name, anybody you can name, I'm going to say Drake, end of story. Any rapper you can think of, you know. Whoever, I don't know. I know a lot of these rappers, but I can't think of no names right now. You know, you say, so-and-so. No, Drake, number one. Hands down, bar none, best rapper alive. Okay. Teamed up with Future, or Future turned up, teamed up with Drake, however you want to say it, however you want to put it, however you want to view it. And they came with this collective called, Oh, What a Time to Be Alive. One of the best CDs out right now. I listen to this CD so much. It's only like 10, 11 tracks, I believe. Nothing else compares right now. You got Young Thug, those Slime Season, he got a tape out. You got 2 Chainz with a Trapavelli mixtape. That's not, I don't know. The only thing I can think that compares to this mixtape that I'm knocking right now, and I want to give a shout out to Glasses and Malone. He has a new CD out. Go check it out. It's actually pretty hot. But besides the Rick Ross mixtape Black Dollar, I don't see another tape better than this. No. It's everything you love. It's Future talking about Zips and Zans and Lean. And then there's Drizzy talking about Yeah. 30s for 30. We've come together as a collective. He's the best, man. He's the best. Bar none. I want to hear it. He's the best. So the stuff happening, Bobby Smurder. You remember Bobby Smurder? We used to always play him on the show. Hot Nigga. One of the hottest tracks of, I think it came out last year. Yeah, last year. It was the hottest track that summer of 14. Couldn't go nowhere without hearing it. Bobby Smurder, right? He was supposed to start his trial, for those who don't know. He's been in Rikers Island for like 12, about 10 months. For a whole slew of offenses, you know, from murders to drugs and, you know, the typical stuff, the typical list. But the trial got pushed back. This dude's facing 25 years, man. They said take the plea for 8 years. He rejected it. What do you do? What do you do? Because if you lose, you're done. He must really believe. Either he believes he has a great lawyer, or he really didn't do it. I mean, but we'll see. I keep him posted on the trial. But it's crazy though. 8 years, 20 years, to me it's all the same. Jail is jail. I don't want to spend 1 hour in jail. I don't even want to spend 5 minutes in jail. You want to visit a jail? It creeps me out. I remember I had a job when I had this delivery job, and I had to deliver at Donovan. It's a jail near my area, Donovan State Prison, right? And I tell you, when I say it's creepy, and I didn't even go into the main section of whatever. I just went to this part where prisoners, it was still prisoners in there, you know, and guards. But just to even go in that part was creepy. Okay? You talking about getting in and getting out? Yeah, no. I don't want to spend 5 minutes in jail, let alone 8 years or 20. Onward. NFL, man. Y'all know what it is. Start at the bottom. Or should I say the top? Because when I say the bottom, I mean the night game. But we all know it was the best game that everybody was waiting for. Now, it wasn't the best game as far as, you know, the way it was played. You had Breeze acting like he was hurt. You know, this last week he couldn't play. This week he plays. You tell me. You know, doing these little five-yard dump-offs, killing us. Well, when I say us, I mean the Cowboys. Killing the Cowboys. And let's be realistic here, okay? Because I know you bums call in. You're never honest. You're never honest with yourself. You're never honest with me. That's just the way it is, you know. I'm used to that. But let's be clear. Dallas is a wounded duck right now. I know this is not excuses. These are facts, okay? And I know NFL, everybody's hurt. But we're depleted. Keep it funky around here. We're depleted. No Dez, no Romo. Hardy was out. McClain was out on suspension, so, you know. But that's still what it is, right? They're not. They wasn't there. Dunbar done for the season. Torn MCL, ACL in the knee, right? He's done. Witten's wobbling around. He has two bad ankles. Gregory, he's out. Who else is there? How do you expect a defense, okay? How do you expect a defense to D up when everybody's dropping like flies? Everybody. The Cowboys are going to play the Saints. Cowboys are going to play the Patriots this Sunday. Michael Irvin, 88, ex-Cowboy, said the only way the Cowboys will win, the only way they will win is if Jesus is sitting on the goal line. Wow. He has a point, though. We're going up against pretty much, you know, a powered up offense, powered up as they can be on defense. And we have key players missing everywhere. Even Sean Lee went out with a concussion, by the way. We're wounded. So with Rolando McClain, because Terrell McClain's out for the season. I forgot about that. So even with McClain and Hardy, Greg Hardy, that is, coming back, really, what is that going to change? Okay, maybe we get a sack here or a sack there. But we're talking about playing for four quarters against arguably the best quarterback in the league. next to Annie. How do you look? You can stop him. Claiborne's been playing out of his mind. Even Carr's been pretty steady. The backfield has been pretty good. No lie. It's no pressure up front. We're not getting no pressure on the quarterback. So we're not really getting nothing up front. So with Greg Hardy, hopefully something changes. I don't really see too much changing because we just don't have enough. We're not at full strength. Now, somehow, some way, we're going in 2-2. I think we're going to leave 2-3. But somehow, some way, we got to muster up at least 2, 3, 4 wins before Romo gets back. To try to rush back Dez, which I don't agree with, why rushing back, especially if it's like by the time Romo gets back, if it's just a pretty much a gone conclusion, because you never know with this division, you know, the Philly stinks. They're 1-3. Washington is tied with us 2-2. The Giants are tied with us 2-2. So it's everybody's division to lose right now if we keep it at 100. Philly's just done. They stink. They're not doing it. The big play power of DeMarco Murray, 47 yards total after 4 games? For him, 3, because he missed one because of a hammy. See, this guy, $40-something million. $40-something million. And listen to what I'm about to tell you. Because I agree with Michael Irvin on this point. And the truth of the matter is, Dallas needs Murray, and Murray needs Dallas. In hindsight, something should have been worked out. Because if I'm keeping it 100, this running back by committee crap ain't working. It ain't working. Handing it off to Max Fadden 10 or 12 times a game. Handing it off to Randall 10 or 12 times. That whole, it's not working, man. It's not working. You either make Randall the starter and have McFadden come in and give Randall a break, or you make McFadden the starter and vice versa, right? Because this running back by committee ain't working. It ain't working, Jack. And you got to figure something out quick because we're already at week 5. Already. There's only 16 games in the season. Each game is critical. Ask the Texans head coach. He's crying. He knows. Ask Miami's head coach. Well, I think they fired him already. He knows. Don't mess around in the NFL. It's only 16 games. And depending on what division you're in, starting 1-3, 0-3, 1-4, 0-4, you could be pretty much out of it. And that's only after 4 games, four or 5 games. The good thing about the Cowboys is that they jumped on at the beginning. 2-0, 2 games in the division. So they 2-0 in the division, and they were 2-0 in the league. Now after 4 games, they're 2-2, but still 2-0 in the division. That's what you got to pay attention to. The division wins. So think about that. The Bears stink. They're having a fire sale, and I know they beat the Raiders. Raiders finally got put down back to earth. It was all good a week ago. The Raider fans is putting up all kind of memes, all kind of Super Bowl memes, and we're back. And I ain't going to lie. They're looking good. And they even look good in defeat. So I'm not counting the Raiders out. I'm not counting them out. But the Bears stink. They're having a fire sale. They're getting rid of everybody. Everybody must go. Forte, you're next. He's talking about he wants to stay a Bear. It's up to the Bears to want him to stay. And Bob, look, you're done. Just leave, dude. Leave. Detroit, stink. Come on, man. Detroit stinks. And just to veer off track real quick, there's a guy named Stephen A. Smith. We'll get back to the NFL, but the NBA. There's a guy named Stephen A. Smith on First Take. Right? First Take, Skip Bayless. This guy, Stephen A., reported that Durant wants to go to the L.A. Lakers, right? Stephen A., respected journalist, you know, all the accolades. I like him sometimes. He's funny. Funny guy, right? Stephen A. says Durant wants to go to the Lakers. He's making L.A. his main speezy. So you know what happens? Durant comes out and says, "Shut up, you bum, and stop lying. I never told you that." Yeah. Durant said, "Shut up, bum. I never told you I wanted to go to L.A. Shots fired. Stephen A. wants to respond and say, "You don't want to make an enemy with me." Now, if I was Durant, I'd be like, what is that supposed to mean? Journalists can only be, you know, they can only do so much, you know. They can only do so much. When they try to talk tough, this is where I think Stephen A. should have just not said anything as far as tough talk is concerned. He just should have let it go. He just should have let it go. Or responded differently. But saying, "You don't want to be an enemy of me." Really? Really? I don't know. But the Lakers still stink. That's something we can agree on. They signed Meta World Peace. Meta World Peace. Wait. Meta? Wait. The same guy that started the Malice in the Palace? Oh, my God.